The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, as we race in here.
One thing's for sure, yesterday...
We're just chit-chatting here.
Yeah, we were talking about... Okay.
Wait a minute. Let me do my thing.
Okay. There we go. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Tuesday, and Linda's here.
In the 20th of May. Good morning. 7:06 in the morning. Welcome to our show. Thanks for joining us today. Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. Hey, the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Let me see who's in there. Phil? Phil's in there.
Phil, good morning.
Good morning.
I'll close this up blind.
We've
in a
added
minute.
A new producer. Phil, tell us a little bit about you.
Oh, well.
On the spot, buddy.
On the spot, yeah. I'm a Reading native, born and raised here, spent a little bit of time in the Bay Area, and been kind of working my way around. So.
Working your way around. So what got you involved?
The guy's an IT guy.
Yeah.
You've got your degrees and stuff, man. Just don't act like you're a bum that's been working your way up here, that you hitchhiked, and we found you under the bridge.
No, okay. Yeah, I've been working in IT for about the past 10 years. And,
getting closer there, buddy.
Oh, I've been working in IT for about 10 years and worked in the Bay Area for a while at a couple startups.
Oh, that must have been interesting.
Yeah, and then...
That's a whole interview, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. See, we love these little golden nuggets of the people that work here. Vast backgrounds. And so what... Who brought you in, first of all, to KCNR? And
who found you?
I know, but somebody had to.
Yeah, no, no,
you know,
that's what I'm saying. Who found you?
Yeah, who found you?
A guy that you guys know very well, Pat Cart.
Okay, there we go.
Pat. Yeah,
okay.
he's a longtime family friend.
Okay,
so, right. Yeah, he was friends with my dad back in the day.
Oh, was he a musician?
Yes, my dad played drums with a few local bands, Marcy Brothers, and. Did some practice with Merle Haggard.
Oh, man. See, there's this great, deep history. So if you played with Merle, then you got to hang out with Merle.
Yeah, I've been over to his place when he was around and went to his studio and would kind of watch them jam and lay down some tracks.
Man. Were you involved with doing any studio work, like technical work in the studio?
Not directly for Merle, but I have ran like sound for some local concerts and some other venues.
Okay, we like that. David does that sound and stuff too.
Yeah. Well, so. You know what? Okay, the last two we had, Philip became in. One became a firefighter, and one's in the Army now. So you can go somewhere in between. Probably go to what? We haven't hit the police academy yet. So.
Well, I love, and so we'll get to know you more and more, and so will our listeners, and you'll be on the street, and they'll say, hey, Phil.
Can you hear me, Ben? Okay, because Ben's our regular producer, and he's just kind of like sitting back and letting Phil make all the mistakes that he can and rescue him, not that he's making any. If anybody heard from Christina? Have you heard from her? No. Maybe I'll drop her a text today and say, hey, are you still alive?
Yeah.
I'm friends with her, like, on Instagram and Facebook, okay. And I've seen her post a few times.
Okay.
Oh, have you?
She's doing pretty good, it looks like.
Good.
Good. Looks
good.
Like she just started her new job yesterday.
Great.
Oh, okay. So she's good. Just getting settled.
Okay.
All right. So it's really, I think, first of all, I want to thank Ben. We call Ben, young Ben and not old Ben, but older Ben, who's with older Ben.
No, he's newer Ben.
He's newer Ben. Thank you. Right. So we'll find a nickname for you, but Ben came over. I haven't been here. obviously, Thursday or Friday, and I think I came in Monday and Wednesday of last week. So before we get going with the weather, I'm just going to take this time to thank all the people, including Ben, that came over to the house and lifted all those boxes out of the house that were filled with...
You saved me, man.
Chips and chaps, bags and T-shirts, and put them in the back of the truck. So that's the kind of guy he was. Then, of course, we had all the calls about what was happening Friday down to the pancake breakfast. And yesterday, we were really trying to rectify that and very upset with the AT&T. That's why. And we heard about it at a rodeo that night. We heard about it that day.
We've been hearing about it.
And I understand. You know, we tried to go with another provider. It's not the Verizon. You know, you want to be local so you can talk to somebody, right? So when you go to corporate, but Verizon's been very good. We're going to go back with Verizon. We met with them yesterday, and they're going to take us back and even make it better than it was before we left. And that's why, because we were promised that the signals, is that what it would be called, Phil? What's the tech term?
For the hotspot?
Yeah, the hotspot. It would be a signal,
a
signal. Okay.
Yeah, the signal.
So now we're going to have a separate hotspot that we can have as a backup just for, which we usually have. You know, when we do the games, I mean, we can't have what we had. Anyway, so with our new, which is going to be new old, AT&T, I would call Carl and he would be underwater in the office. And we would go, and I would be driving out to the horse in Palo Cedro and I'd be like, what? You know, you get like every third, every fourth word, or maybe not even two phrases. So anyway, so we're going to go back to Verizon. You aren't going to have that problem anymore. Thank you for being loyal. Thank you for calling and letting us know. We promise you we're going to do the best that we can to make it super wonderful, because your time and your loyalty is very important to us, and we want to have a fantastic product. All right, so I'm going to give you the weather. Sunny today with a high near 86. And also, can we just talk about REU? How wonderful they were. We called yesterday because our bill went up, and it was a significant amount. So what we did, and it was nice to talk with somebody who could talk us through it. And last year, of course, because of it being so hot, we're on an average. So we ran our air, I don't know who didn't run their average when it was, ran their air conditionings when it was 120 last year. And so what happens is the average then was way under what we did with our air conditioning and our electrical last year. Not that we had guests, not that we had a full house full of people. I don't understand it, but, you know, so now in order for that to be adjusted again, which will happen in April of next year, we really, really got to watch it. And so there's significant months. But, you know, it matters when someone can talk to you and explain it to you. Like a teacher, this is their world. This is what they do. They can explain to you, if you look at your bill, what is happening. So thank you, REU. Going back to the weather, 86 degrees, mostly clear tonight with overnight lows of 61. Tomorrow calls for 91, and there we go. I mean, we're going to be getting into these triple-digit weather here before long. Thursday, 86. Friday, back down to 84. 89 on Saturday and Sunday with a 92. So we're still in that beautiful, almost like it's spring weather. And coming towards the end of May. The weather's brought to you by our friends out in Anderson, a locally owned company. That is Shasta Gas Propane, where they always give seniors and veterans discounts. That's important. They will go to the hard-to-reach places to help you with your propane and your gas needs. 365-3793, a veteran-owned business. 7:13 in the morning. Did I just take that over?
No. I mean, you weren't here yesterday. You can have the next 15 minutes. I'll go out there and play with, I'll take Buford for a walk around the block, you know.
Well,
you can
I
talked a lot about the rodeo, of course, because when you've been living it for a year.
Yeah.
And then it culminates with a huge, successful rodeo.
Right.
And the people supporting
and the
rodeo.
Cowboy Church was something that just
rodeo church. We have to call it rodeo church.
Yeah, rodeo church. Okay, so that happened on.
And the reason we do that is because Cowboy Church,
okay,
which also occurs at rodeos,
okay,
is a copyrighted name.
Oh,
that's why we, you know, that's why they can't call it, you know, Cowboy Church. They call
it
rodeo.
Know that. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Good.
That's why they call it Rodeo Church.
Learn something here every time.
But my gosh, it was another full stadium Sunday night. And you know what we really enjoyed about that, as far as, you know, a number of us from the Reading Rodeo Association, is after Saturday night, the last night of the rodeo, there was some disarray and trash and all that.
Mm-hmm.
We had to go down and pick up and do that. Well, when the churches got together and said, hey, we'd love to do this, they said, we'll clean up
Sunday. Oh, wow.
We'll clean up Sunday morning and after the event. So they did. And so all of us were like, oh, that's cool.
Well,
we
like,
should do this every year.
We got a, before we take a break quick, Terry and Tim Morlock, shout out to you. They were there yesterday cleaning up and taking down the signs. So, and they were an integral part of the mutton busting.
They were the mutton busting.
They,
it was Tim and Terry.
Yeah.
Plus the fact that, by the way, the Reading Rodeo Juniors won first place in the parade, in the Reading Parade and the Cottonwood
That's
Parade.
That's right.
And they have, they and Aaron Bambino, have grown the junior rodeo group from nothing.
That's great.
From literally nothing to like 30 kids.
It was beautiful.
It was
hey,
great.
When we come back after the messages, this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Again, thank you for donating that beautiful piece of Native American, one-of-a-kind Navajo piece that was a live auction for Chicks and Chops. We'll talk a little bit more about that. We're kind of doing a little recap here. We have Reading Rancheria coming on at 8 o'clock. Calls are coming in. This is KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, also streaming at kcnr1460.com. We'll be right back.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., tribal chairman for Reading Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Reading Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night, opening on May 14th at 7 o'clock p.m. at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Reading Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change in your home or business? Let us be your design partner at Design Time and Tile. We have a large in-stock selection of Shaw carpet, Shaw luxury vinyl tile and hardwood flooring, granite and quartz countertops, and more. From materials to fabricators to installers, we have the largest showroom selection in the North State, plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time for your free consultation at designtime.store or call 241-8693. Voted best in the North State. Join us for the annual Strawberry Festival this weekend at West Valley High School. We're serving up pancake breakfast, arts and craft booths, displays of antique tractors, classic cars, hot rods, trucks, motorcycles, lots of free entertainment.
Plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Reading's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
All right, welcome back. How are you this morning on this Tuesday?
Wait a minute, Phil.
Are we doing it?
Let's keep it going. Let's keep it going here.
Are you going to the left or the right?
Doesn't make any difference.
Oh.
Ben's going both ways. Okay.
Bobblehead versus, I don't know.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Phil's going. He's looking at the board.
What's happening? 20th of May.
You're not participating, buddy.
20th of May, you know what that means.
Payday.
Day before my birthday.
Well, you know, it is. It's true.
It is. I can't even believe it.
And gosh,
I'm kind of numb about it.
You're going to hit 40 years old.
I am.
40 years.
40 and a half.
40 years and holding.
40 and a half and then some.
And then a little. Hey, Donna, we were having a big conference during the break because the Rodeo Church, which was put on by seven churches here in town, and I'm not going to try to name all of them, but there were seven churches, they bring this guy in. And this guy, by the way, Pierce, I think it's Todd Pierce.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Todd Pierce. Does this all over the United States, and was a former rodeo competitor, Road Bulls, and what he does is they bring in a horse that has never been saddled. It's halter broke, but that's it. And then he gives his message of God and Jesus, and ties it in with lessons, with things with the horse, trust and all that. And so Donna called and said, "Well, how many people were there?" Well, it appears that it was totally sold out, and they were turning people away at the gate.
Well,
so that's, it's what, 7,000 people?
It was free to the public.
Well, it's free to the public,
So when they say sold out, meaning that full capacity.
Right. It was full capacity.
Yeah.
And so, with that type of response, I wouldn't help but think.
Yeah, that they would have to, hopefully they could
do it next year. Do it next year.
Well,
so let's say 7,000.
Okay.
I should know how many you can stick in there, but then you've got the other things. You've got the areas there where the sponsors places are, and you can put people in there. I mean, there's a lot. Yeah.
All right. So what I had heard, because I was back behind in the chutes area because I sang the national anthem along with Scott Lewis on Saturday night, and Todd did the opening prayer. And it was military night. So the guys came out with their flags, and then he came out and did his prayer, and he came back, and then we did our national anthem, okay, and then we came back. And I was hearing back with the management of the rodeo that he had said, "I have never seen it from that side," where he has always been a contestant. you know, he was, a, he was, you know, he rode in the rodeo.
Yeah.
So, and I'm not exactly sure what it was, what exactly was his specialty in, I should know that.
Bull rider.
All right. So then to be out, on the, and then do the prayer in front of a sold out crowd. Now that was, we were sold out Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. So Donna, to answer your question, Sunday night was free. I hope they do it again. They had to turn people away because it was full capacity. So what I told all of the National Anthem acts, which was one of my jobs to do for the rodeo, was to book the acts, get them out there, to get there at 5 o'clock. I know the rodeo doesn't start till 7, but between 5 and 5:30 on those nights, if you don't park, then you're over at the, across the bridge. That's how crazy it gets. And people are parked across the bridge and then to park downtown or whatever they have to do in order to get in the rodeo. It just takes time. And then the lines. So, we don't know the exact number, but we'll find out the exact number. But if the rodeo is sold out, what does the rodeo hold, honey? Like on Saturday night? Is it 7,000?
Don't hold me to it.
All right.
6,500.
All right. We'll find 7, out an exact number 7, before, the,
like
before this morning.
You know, a lot of it depends when we put in these new, when we put in the sponsor platforms.
The platforms.
You
change,
can add more people to it that way. And then, but in the future, you're going to see even more seating put in there, raising the seating up so we can add a few more rows, down there on the north end toward the river. There's going to be new types of seating there. It's going to be really. And then where Rodeo Flats is, you know, because all that is temporary seating that we pull in, that we rent and bring that in. So I'm sure they're going to be able to put in more seating, so we can put another 1,000 people in there, but and not be crowded.
Right.
So,
right.
Anyway. But
well, Sashelle Mitchell, who was Miss Reading Rodeo, was outstanding. And when we think about all the places that she has to be, and all of the, you know, I have to say that, and I keep saying this, and I want to just reiterate that every part of the Reading Rodeo is volunteer. All right. And I wanted to thank everybody that came out and made, Chicks and Chaps a really successful event. We had great sponsors that have been with us for a long time that supported this event. And of course, all the money's made goes to stay locally here in the Reading area, for breast cancer. So those people that maybe can't make it, the insurance drops and whatever. Okay, your turn.
Reading City Council is going to receive a presentation on the $1.2 million Reading Riverfront Specific Plan Update. That's how much it costs to make. Including design concepts and ideas that have come together over the past year. That's going to be tonight at the City Council if you want to hear what they're talking about. Some of the ideas, a new arena with a retractable roof or opening wall to allow both indoor and outdoor events, including the Reading Rodeo, is one of the two long-term visions for the property that encompasses the rodeo grounds and the civic auditorium. Yeah, they want to kind of do like they do, you know, have an indoor rodeo. And, you know, they can talk about anything, but it's going to cost billions to put anything like this together. But it's good. People are thinking ahead, thinking about what can we do? Talking about redesigning Highway 44 that with improved vehicle, transit, and bicycle and pedestrian access. That might not be a bad idea in such a way that we don't have a wreck out there every week. Second entrance into the Civic Auditorium and Turtle Bay Exploration Point. Talking about a commercial development along Park Marina Drive, which, by the way, is not owned by the city. It's owned by Kutras. A mixed-use process project that would be compatible with surrounding neighborhoods. So that's going to happen tonight. And also, the courthouse is open today. You know, it's been closed because of flooding again. The courthouse didn't open on time because of a $5 million leak they had. Lawsuits are still going on about that, whose fault that was. And then it had a spring a leak again. And so they had to close it down until they get that fixed. But today it's supposed to open up, trial start again, court and all that. So if you have to go to court, now, you know, today should be there. because they're opening up.
All right.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a break for the news. Not the news. We're going to take a break just because we take a break at 7:30. We come back with Kevin Knapp with the Northern California Historical Society and the helicopter guys. So we're going to be talking to them for a few minutes. All right. Take it away, Phil.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty. And shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, $11 to 17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Henderson, and Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State. And Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Henderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
Golden Leaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Good morning and welcome to this Tuesday morning, the 20th of May. Oh, yeah. Welcome to the show this morning. We're so
happy
to be here.
You should know what month it is.
I know. Carl and Linda Bye. Good morning, everybody.
And you know why? Because you've already made the announcement that tomorrow's your birthday.
Did you watch the, and how many people watched the finals of American Idol?
Well, deafening silence in here.
26 million people. They had more people, double the people that watched and voted this year. Jamal was the winner. Spoiler alert, I can't say that because it's already been all over, you know, Facebook and all over the internet.
I was going to call you that. Didn't tell you before you saw it, but I would tell.
Patrick Gorman at Law brings this portion of the show. We thank him for, and his group for sponsoring, you know, are you not getting a treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. And you can hear the Gormans here, what is it, the first?
Second Friday
of the month.
Of each month.
At 8 o'clock.
There you go. If you need someone that's going to fight for you, that's Patrick Gorman. 530-262-2168, free consultation. And we're here with Kevin Knapp, who is representing a number of different organizations here. But let's start with the Northern California Historical Association. Is that right?
Ratings Grid. Yes, it is.
Okay. The guys with the helicopter.
The guys with the helicopter, mobile museum, sharing our stories with as many people as would listen.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of different events coming up, especially this week with Memorial Day.
Memorial Day week. Yeah, where are you guys going to be?
We're going to be in a lot of different locations.
Yeah.
We'll have the helicopter at the Veterans Cemetery Monday.
And that starts at?
That starts at 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock, but we'd recommend you get there around 10.
Get there around 10 because parking becomes an issue. We'll have the helicopter on site about 7:30, so we're not in the way of people coming and trying to park.
No, they're not going to fly it in.
No. It tows on a trailer.
Tows on a trailer. So the IGO out there, they're having a Memorial Day ceremony. Chuck Kenny is going to be the master of ceremonies. They're going to have the laying of the wreaths. Like we said, it starts at 11, but try to be there between 10 and 10:30. So you can get parking, and then there's they put up a lot of chairs, but those chairs are usually taken.
Yes, they are.
In a way of remembering our fallen. And
yes.
That's what Memorial Day is. It's not Veterans Day.
Now, something to remember for the general public, placing the wreaths either there at the cemetery or at the Civic Center, the Veterans Grove, on Memorial Day itself, is open to everybody. You don't have to be a veterans organization to do that. If you want to honor veterans, a family member, or as a group, please get with the organizers and bring a wreath and let them know and place it.
The ceremony is a great place if you want to bring your kids.
Yes, it is.
Kids or grandkids, and to explain to them what it means,
mm-hmm.
and that we're honoring all those who fell in mm-hmm. the defense of our country.
Now, with that, another learning opportunity for the kids and other family members tomorrow afternoon, 3:30. Preston Sharp is placing flags and flowers.
Okay, that's tomorrow at 3:30.
Tomorrow at 3:30.
And he'll be up at IGO.
Yes.
And so he always needs volunteers.
Yes, he does. Yesterday we were in French Gulch at the small cemetery there. And that, to me, was an amazing experience. It's a small community of about 350 people. The cemetery is relatively small on an inclined slope uphill. And I even found one wooden headstone within the cemetery while I was placing flags.
It wasn't loose, was it? No. Okay.
No,
loose still walking around. But he lives in French Gulch.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow afternoon, 3:30.
At 3:30. If you've got time, you can go up there and help put the flags and flowers up. And then the following Wednesday.
The following Wednesday is when we pick them up.
When you pick them up. Okay, then there's something going down in Anderson on Monday, too. At Anderson, at the cemetery down there, too, I believe.
That I don't know.
I'm going to have to look that one back up. I'll have more information this week.
Sure.
Okay, so you all are going to be then at IGO on Monday.
We'll be at IGO on Monday. We'll be at the Civic Center Friday.
Friday, okay, now. May 30th,
actual
Memorial Day. There is a great service down there on May 30th. and at the Veterans Grove, followed by a lunch provided by the, I think it's the Rotary, isn't it?
The Rotary, the Sons of Italy, or one of the service organizations
provides a free lunch for everybody, mm-hmm. and it's not a long service, but that happens also, and that starts at.
That starts at 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock also.
And again, that's open to anybody who wants to place a wreath.
They're all open.
To honor the veterans.
Right. And so that'll be at the Civic Auditorium. I like that one for some reason. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's because it's a more intimate area. I mean, we still get a number of people there.
Yes, we do.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
it's kind of like it's not as many. Mm-hmm. And again, we're paying homage to those of our brothers and sisters
who have gone before
us. Yes. Okay. What else you got going here?
Well, we've got coming up in June in Chico, for those interested, the Vietnam Moving Wall is going to be at the Chico Elks June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Okay.
We'll have our helicopter down there.
Can you explain to people what that is?
For those who don't understand, the Vietnam Memorial that's in Washington, D.C., has several replicas in a traveling smaller.
If you've never seen the Vietnam Memorial in D.C., mm-hmm. when they designed it, there was so much consternation about it.
Yes, there was.
Because it's a wall. Mm-hmm. It is a wall.
Mm-hmm.
And. In the ground. I mean, it's up and in the ground above it, and if I'm remembering right here.
Correct.
And what it is every name, it's got the name of every service person member who died in Vietnam, including up to and today from people that died from Agent Orange or died from their injuries from Vietnam.
Yeah.
There's a lot of consternation if that was what we want. Well, it turns out that's a pretty powerful statement.
Very powerful.
So they had the moving walls. It's a replica.
Yes, it is.
Of the wall that they take mm-hmm. around the country.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see it
mm-hmm.
for all the people that haven't been to the big one.
So, and it's rare that it comes in the area every, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah, ten years. We attended it, like you said, in Anderson.
It was down there. I think,
Rob Burrows during that time had it,
several years ago.
Yeah, it was beautiful. And,
we saw when we were back in the,
Washington,
D.C.
yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The other, and if you never get a chance to go to D.C., and I hope everybody does, it's the capital of our country, but it's a beautiful place. And it is just steeped in history. And, you know, if you take less than a week to stay there, you're just not going to see very much. You've got, not only do you have like the Smithsonian and all the new museums they have, the Holocaust, the Native American, the Space Museum, Air and Space Museum, but then you got around there, you can go down to Quantico and see Quantico's new museum they have, the Marine Corps Museum, which I have not seen.
Oh, it's amazing.
And I want to get down there and see that. That one. They've got, spy museums. They've got cartoons. You know, cartoon museums. I mean, they're all in this one kind of area except the Quantico one. Then you can go see George Washington's Mount Vernon. And Jefferson's Monticello.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can take, if you got a car, you can go down and drive along,
the peninsula. You get Williamsburg, Jamestown.
You see all of these places where battles were fought and with the Revolutionary War.
Sure.
And I mean, it is just absolutely a beautiful place.
Mm-hmm.
And so much history.
I'm blessed I went to high school in the Washington D.C. area as my father retired out of the Pentagon before I enlisted and served 28 years in the Army. And then I was treated for about 10 years through Walter Reed for cervical and other spine injuries. So I'm very familiar with the area. My sons live in Gaithersburg, not far from there.
Mm-hmm.
And we go back every year.
Well, it's and from there it's like a 2.5 hour drive, I think, to Gettysburg.
It's not far, and that's where Judy and I met, sharing Civil War history. And
that's right. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, it's we're going back.
Yeah,
I know we want to go to all these
like
other places.
I would like to do the Gettysburg, and because
we need it like we need at least 7 or 8 days.
Well, we know the Kevin is sons of the American
Revolution.
Yeah, and I
and
know that
you may be.
Well, I had an aunt. My dad.
You've got to give the information.
Yeah.
Well, it would be easier. There's an app called Family Tree. Of those who aren't big into the getting into Ancestry.com and taking the time to fit the pieces of the puzzle of your family history together, Family Tree.
Is that .com?
It's an app. I think .com.
Well, if it's an app, probably not .com.
It's going to be
an app.
A dot. The first couple, whether it's your parents or grandparents, that you identify by birth and death in this app or online, it will self-populate.
That's cool.
Because of all the information in the research of family history that's out there. And then you can take that information and go into Ancestry and build and look for documents.
Mm-hmm.
Newspaper articles and other things. But this, again, with the first birth and death of a grandparent, parent, couple, it will trace that line back. And mine goes back to 900.
Wow.
Or further back on one family line. And that instantly, as soon as you enter that information. And again, that is helpful if you want to make sure that you have family lineage. That's a great place to start, and then you build it in Ancestry and look for the supporting documents there.
Okay. All right, let's take a quick break. Thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle? Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. You know, we were driving down to Sacramento. We were in Sacramento last week. Saw a ton of electric vehicles.
Yeah.
And it makes sense down there if you're living in like in Sacramento.
Sure.
It makes a lot of sense. I can understand that. As soon as you leave Sacramento and you're heading north, though, it doesn't make quite as much sense. However, I know people here in town, and they swear by their electric vehicles. So, okay, we'll be right back with Kevin Knapp.
In the misty morning fog with our hearts are thumping and you, a brown-eyed girl.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 18th Annual Taste of Reading 2025, Sunday, June 8th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on 3 stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change in your home or business? Let us be your design partner at Design Time and Tile. We have a large in-stock selection of Shaw carpet, Shaw luxury vinyl tile and hardwood flooring, granite and quartz countertops, and more. From materials to fabricators to installers, we have the largest showroom selection in the North State, plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time for your free consultation at designtime.store or call 241-8693. Voted best in the North State. Join us for the annual Strawberry Festival this weekend at West Valley High School. We're serving up pancake breakfast, arts and craft booths, displays of antique tractors, classic cars, hot rods, trucks, motorcycles, lots of free entertainment, and of course, our famous generous helpings of strawberries, shortcake, and ice cream. It's fun for all, and admission and parking are free. This Saturday and Sunday, West Valley High School on Happy Valley Road in Cottonwood.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Carl and Linda Bond. And just a follow-up on numbers. Now, I reached out to the Ted Bambino, the president. We ran for the just rough right now, but 6,500 plus. For Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, between 4,000 and 5,000 people on Wednesday. Even though it seemed like there was more, the place looked full of it to me, too. Now, for Rodeo Church, 6,500 plus. It could have been over 7,000. It was a free event. We weren't keeping track. But the way it filled up all the stands, all the platforms and everything, it was just like Saturday night. It's that four and even more, people standing around and everything. It could have easily been 7,200 people there for that rodeo church. Wow. Okay. Hey, we're here with Kevin Knapp, who is head of the Northern California Historical Association, but also what you lead out the Special Forces.
I'm the president of the Chapter 89 in the Special Forces Association, and I'm the detachment of the commander for the Reading Detachment of the Sacramento Chapter and National Society Sons of the American Revolution.
Wow. So you keep yourself pretty busy there.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what else is going on here?
Well, we've got one other thing. When I was out at French Gulch yesterday with Preston Sharp and the students of the French Gulch Elementary School placing flags and flowers. Now, I've been in the area for 6 years, and I knew that President Kennedy had dedicated the dam at Whiskeytown Lake, et cetera, but I didn't know that there was a memorial there. For him. It's further into the park. I saw it, the marking on the map, and then I went and found it. Now, the Green Berets have a special connection with President Kennedy, as in 1962, he authorized the Green Beret as our headgear, much to the consternation of Mother Army, who didn't want it. But we recognize him. There's a statue of him and General Yarborough at Fort Bragg in front of the John F. Kennedy Special Warfare School and Center. And then there's a large group that in the D.C. area that to go to his gravesite at Arlington National Cemetery and honor him every October near the date of when he awarded the Green Beret.
Was the Army wearing berets before that?
It was not.
And then when the Army decided to start using berets for other service components or other branches of the Army, mm-hmm. that caused some consternation, too.
But the bigger consternation is in, was it 1990, or excuse me, 2000, when General Shinseki, Chief of Staff of the Army, who was an armor officer uh-huh. and who had always fought for the Black Beret as an armor beret because internationally it's the color of armor. Mm-hmm. He wasn't able to get it, but when he became Chief of Staff of the Army, he made that happen for everybody. Everybody went to the Black Beret. The bigger challenge with that or the frustration with that came with the Rangers.
Yeah, the Ranger units didn't want that.
Army Rangers, that was their mark of distinction. They wore Black Berets. Prior to that, awarding the Black Beret to everybody was supposed to increase morale and esprit de corps. I don't know that that actually happened.
Well, didn't the Rangers end up getting with a different color?
They wear a tambourine today.
Well, yes. Is there a maroon beret?
The maroon beret is for airborne paratroopers.
Okay.
If you're assigned to the 82nd Airborne Division,
yeah. Okay.
In an active
Get your program. did you know the Marine Corps looked at berets?
I did not.
Yeah. We actually had a test unit. Wear berets mm-hmm. for, I don't know, I think it was like 6 months.
I know Air Force Pararescue and the Air Force Security.
Yeah, well, the Marine Corps took a look at wearing the berets. Mm-hmm. And I'll say 6 months because usually anything we try out, it's like for 6 months to see how it works. I mean, everything from new belt buckles to, I mean, any type of gear. And it came back with resounding no. Because it to the Marine Corps.
Tradition.
Well, it's tradition, and when you're in the field, the beret mm-hmm. does not shield your eyes, mm-hmm. you know, and that was before they started issuing everybody, you know, boonie hats and all that
sure,
kind of stuff.
Sure.
So, no, we just kept ours.
Mm-hmm.
And plus the fact is, you know, the Army had berets. Why mm-hmm. would we want to have berets? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's your all's bailiwick. Well, we like our starch covers uh-huh. and all that and our spitz shine jungle boots. Mm-hmm. We try and figure that one out. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we got like 2 minutes. So what else is going on?
So I would be remiss if I didn't make a 250th anniversary of the United States moment for the sons and daughters of the American Revolution. In May of 1775, 250 years ago, you had the start of the Second Continental Congress, where delegates from the 13 colonies met in Philadelphia to discuss the growing tensions between Britain and the colonies. May 10th was the 250th anniversary of the capture of Fort Ticonderoga by Ethan Allen, the Green Mountain Boys, my patriot with Bettles Rangers was there. John Hancock was elected the president of the Continental Congress. And then Congress authorized the creation of the Continental Army. Next month, June 14th, we're getting ready to celebrate the 250th anniversary of the United States Army.
Is the Army having a big birthday party?
I understand there's a big parade going on.
It's the 250th birthday of the United States Marine Corps, November 10th, and mm-hmm. we're having a hell of a birthday party.
You always have a hell of a birthday party.
We have a hell of a birthday party. Well, they had to start Veterans Day just so the Marines could recover.
Sure.
But I know that you're usually there, and we hope to see you there in full regalia.
Yes, sir.
And so we're going to be putting those tickets on sale. Mm-hmm. In fact, beginning of September, it's we can only take so many, and it is the 250th, and we've got special gifts for people, and it's going to be a special mm-hmm. night.
They go fast. Now, there's question about the 250th birthday in an Army marching in a parade in D.C., but I was the start of the 250th celebration or anniversary commemoration of the American Civil War with a display of Thaddeus Lowe's balloon in front of the National Air and Space Museum.
That's right. You were the Army. Didn't you fly balloons for the Army or something?
For the Army. My personal balloon was the Army balloon.
Right. Kevin, I tell you what, you're going to be on again.
Sure. We'll share history.
Well before, the July thing, and we'll be talking about our history and our military.
There we go.
Okay.
Look forward to it.
Thank you so much for being with us
today. My honor.
And we're going to take a break for the news, and when we come back, we've got Redding Rancheria, and we're going to talk a lot about what's happening out there. In fact, Glenn Hayward's with them, and he is the one that heads up their medical side of the rancheria, and they've got always good news. So we'll be right back after these messages.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. This morning finds President Trump on Capitol Hill. He's urging every member of the House Republican majority to get behind his big, beautiful bill. The president says the bill, while trimming spending, will not jeopardize Medicare and Medicaid.
We're not touching anything. All I want is one thing. Three words. We don't want any waste, fraud, or abuse. Very simple.
The president says it's the Democrats who will destroy important benefits programs through out-of-control, wasteful spending. More heavy weather has pounded the country's midsection. Four tornadoes confirmed last evening in Oklahoma and Nebraska. Elsewhere, storm victims trying to salvage whatever they can in the aftermath of powerful storms several days ago.
Severe weather did the most damage in Kentucky. Residents around the town of London are trying to clean up 3 days after a storm hit the bluegrass state. London's airport is a beehive of activity. Residents there are picking up water, food, diapers, and other supplies.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. President Trump continues to press for a ceasefire in Ukraine.
After speaking with Russia's Vladimir Putin for about 2 hours, President Trump announced the agreement to start talks toward a ceasefire and eventual end to the war. He also had a call with Ukrainian President Zelensky and several European leaders. In a statement posted online, the president mentioned that the Vatican is open to hosting the ceasefire negotiation.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. In Louisiana, an Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office employee is under arrest in connection with Friday's escape of 10 inmates. The Louisiana Attorney General's Office confirms the arrest, but does not identify the person or detail any possible charges in the case. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow is down 47 points and NASDAQ is off 71. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare, and I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call. I guarantee we take you as a client. We'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing. Attorneys, this was meant to be funny, so please don't sue me, especially my friend Kenneth from Black River Falls, Wisconsin.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454.
Israel faces growing international pressure to allow more aid into Gaza, even as its anti-terrorism offensive targeting Hamas continues.
Trucks carrying aid are seen on Tuesday morning on the Israeli side of the Kerem Shalom crossing before they're expected to head into Gaza after officials said they would allow some aid in. Global experts are warning of famine in Gaza as a result of the Israeli blockade. Israel cut off all food, medicine and other supplies to the territory to pressure Hamas over ceasefire terms and to hand over the remaining hostages. Now Israel says it doesn't want a starvation crisis jeopardizing its new military offensive in the territory of over 2 million Palestinians. Officials say the first trucks carrying aid, including baby food, entered the territory on Monday via the Kerem Shalom crossing. I'm Charles Deledesma.
News and analysis at townhall.com. 23andMe has a new owner.
Regeneron Pharmaceuticals purchased 23andMe through a bankruptcy auction. The $256 million paid by the drug maker will cover all units of 23andMe except its telehealth service, Lemonaid Health. This comes as the company had been struggling with weak demand for its ancestry testing kits and after a data breach in 2023 that exposed millions of customers' genetic data. The company is expected to close the deal in the third quarter. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
CBS News CEO Wendy McMahon says she's quitting. It's the latest fallout at the network as its parent company considers settling a lawsuit with President Trump. The lawsuit stems from a 60 Minutes interview. In an email message to staffers, McMahon says it has become clear that she and the company do not agree on the path forward. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome to this 8 o'clock hour on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. Carl's just around the corner. Didn't realize this is, I guess I'm not sure where you are, but 86 degrees today. Mostly clear tonight with 61. Everybody's looking over their shoulders.
They told
Carl.
Me that I had a minute.
All right, well, 91 on Wednesday.
I didn't have a minute.
Well, go ahead with your spiel that you do at 8 o'clock, because God forbid we get you off of kilter.
That's right. I'll just lay down and whimper. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Phil's at the helm. Any national day today, buddy?
Yeah, we got National Streaming Day and National Dog Rescue Day.
Okay.
Aww.
Dog Rescue Day was yesterday. Are you sure? Is it Dog Rescue Day today? Hey, and speaking of streaming,
every
we're streaming
day should be Dog Rescue
rescue
Day.
Dog.
Huh? Oh, Rescue Dog
rescue
Day.
Rescue Dog. I may have switched that.
Okay. Right. And let me see. Oh, and speaking of streaming, we're streaming at KCNR1460.com. Here is all over the world. When Glenn's on one of his many trips, he could listen to us every morning. And he should, because we say, hi, Glenn. Wonder where you are today. Maybe
right.
Another conference or something like that.
I send you the invite. You never come.
Oh, well, next time you hit Tahiti, let me know, buddy. And I'll carry your bags and drive you around the island, okay? I'll bring you drinks.
We've got a bromance rolling.
Yeah, here we go, buddy. No, you pay my way to Tahiti.
Yeah. He might schlep for you then.
I'll schlep for you then.
86 degrees, we were talking about that with our weather today, overnight lows of 61 as we progress for the week. Wednesday calls for 91, Thursday calls for 86, just clear skies throughout the rest of the week, 84 on Friday, and 89 on Saturday, so we're still in that beautiful spring-like weather. No triple digits ahead of us now, and it looks like we don't have any showers as well. Beautiful forecast brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our veteran-owned business in Anderson, where they always give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Before we get started, you know, you heard about that crash into the bridge in New York, the Brooklyn, Brooklyn
with that
bridge,
tall ship,
the tall ship,
and there was a car going over when they were filming it live.
Yeah.
There was
Anyway, it turns out that the ship was supposed to be heading south to sail out and was somehow going north when it ended up striking the bridge.
Oh, no.
And so far, the National Transportation Safety Board has not been allowed on the ship by the Mexican government. Mm. So it'll be interesting to see what happened then. But it's a tough channel in there. I mean, it is. So, I mean, I just find that interesting. Unfortunately, two people aboard the ship itself were killed. And several
I thought they said there was nobody injured.
No, two people killed on the ship. It's a tall ship, you know,
right.
Three masts, and they were, you know, they're on their way around the world cruise.
Oh, no.
But the bridge itself is in good shape, and they were using it later on that day. Mm. So, anyway, okay. Hey, we are here. A couple of our favorite people from Reading Rancheria, Maria Roscoe, the public relations, the person that reaches out that makes everything happen like that. And Glenn Harewood, who is in charge of all the medical side of Reading Rancheria, which has been a huge success over the last, 10 years?
Yeah, about the last 10 years we've had about a great growth and expansion.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about that today.
And
so,
I mean, we say expansion.
Yes.
Yeah, every time you turn around, there's, oh my gosh.
What?
They're opening up a multi-level health facility.
Well, let's just dig right in.
Okay, let's go. Let's start. Where do you want to start? Let's start with Wednesday, Native Appreciation Night at the Rodeo.
Yes, super fabulous night.
Gosh, 5,000 people there, and
Dove, who sang the America the Beautiful, and the opening ceremony was great. Jack sang the prayer
and the American anthem,
and
gave me chills.
Yeah, it was
good. She did a great job.
She did a great job, and then the dancing.
Yes.
You know,
and Miranda did a wonderful job in
she did.
Really educating. People don't really understand, and now they're in. You've got this captive crowd that's like, wow, what a takeaway.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is that every year Linda and I are kind of, we're there to help get all the dancers from age three, four to, I'm not sure how old the oldest one is, in the right position to get them out into the arena. And so we've got, I mean, I see a lot of the same faces. And so professional.
So,
come in, and when it's time to go, they line up. And because we were running late, they had to stand there for a little bit. And then they get them out into the alley. And when the guy moved them out in the alley, we still had a couple people out in the arena. And then the question was, how are we going to get them out of the arena before the dancers go in?
I didn't see that.
Were
back there.
No, don't worry. We're a bunch of pros. We're pros out there, and we got them out.
Yeah.
But then they went out for the dance. Anyway, take it off. Take it.
Yeah, it was a great time. We couldn't have asked for better weather.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
And all of the people in the stands, everywhere that you knew, you could recognize somebody. It was extraordinary. Wind River had their, they were up on their platform, Reading Rancheria was on their platform. And then you could see from employees, tribal members, you can see just familiar faces. And it was bigger. So it's getting bigger every year. And we just appreciate that. The partnership with the Rodeo Association is priceless.
And just let me say something about this, because Ted talks about it when he's on the show. Is when he goes down to they have a meeting for all the rodeo committee chairmen, California rodeos, and we talk about our relationship with the, and I say we because I'm a member of the association, with the Reading Rancheria. I mean, that's big news down there, because they know about it. Other rodeos know about this, and why? How do you do this? And Ted's more than happy. Tell them that we've got a great relationship with our rancheria here, and they've become a part of us. And with the powwow, Stillwater powwow being here, and then y'all being an integral part of the opening night of the rodeo. So, I mean, it's very impressive to all the other associations when they hear this.
Well, I tell you guys, your organization is just down to the minute, and I love it. You have us where we're supposed to be, and then it just... You get to sit down at the end and watch the barrels and the bull riding and the ooh-ah. It was great.
And then you rode in the coach.
I did, yes.
And Jack was up on the coach.
And
everybody remembers last year, the wild ride of Jack Potter.
Just waving, and this year it was Aunt Myrna in there alongside Louise Davis and myself. So we...
Fantastic.
And on Saturday night, I got to ride in coach. And the one thing all of us... we're talking about is, can you imagine going from St. Louis, Missouri to San Francisco, and because that's where they ran them, Wells Fargo, and other branches out like that, in that stagecoach, and this one had probably some pretty good shocks in it, riding from there 2,500 miles in that stagecoach. I mean, just the dirt. And the bouncing around. And if there were six of you in there, imagine that. You're just kind of, maybe that would have been better, so you wouldn't have been bouncing back and forth.
It was so fun.
Would you have liked, can you imagine that?
I'd probably like that better than running.
And before we take our break, I just want to thank, too, Chicks and Chaps, that the Rancheria, your sponsorship, your love, your support, and Maria, opened the event with a beautiful poem that the room fell silent, very much like when Dove sings, just the room just fell silent. And I know you were nervous about it, but you just, your spirit just came through in honor of your mother.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for that.
And my daddy.
And your daddy,
mm-hmm.
That's right.
I got to hear that.
She was laughing because Carl printed this thing out that was this long so I could make sure I could see it as she got up on stage. But I wanted to, it's in honor of your mom and dad. Mm-hmm. And you just, again, exuded such a beauty, an inner beauty that we all appreciated with your heartfelt poem.
Thank you. It meant a lot. And there's a lot of people in there who were going through something, and mm-hmm. it's not pretty. So we have to support each other and get each other through this.
Right. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about all the things that Rancheria is doing, the recovery program, the food, a scarcity program, more with what's happening in the health world with the Native women talking circles, et cetera. We've got a lot to cover. When we come back, and stay tuned so you can also get an insight of what's going on with the Redding Rancheria and all the and the health facilities.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. They have a program. Only at the only low-dose screening north of Sacramento, the Lung Nodule Screening Program provides patients with an opportunity to screen for precancerous lung nodules. And as you know, if you catch it early, you got a better chance. That's why lung cancer can be deadly, is they don't, no symptoms show until almost it's too late. But Shasta Regional has this Lung Nodule Screening Program. They use a low-dose screening. The goal is to reduce lung cancer mortality with this low-dose computer tomographic screening. And for more information on this, go to ShastaRegional.com. Like I said, it's the only one north of Sacramento. It's another way that Shasta Regional Medical Center is supporting our community and wanting to keep it healthy and wanting to help people. We'll be right back.
I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone, bad to the bone,
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change in your home or business? Let us be your design partner at Design Time and Tile. We have a large in-stock selection of Shaw carpet, Shaw luxury vinyl tile, and hardwood flooring, granite, and quartz countertops, and more. From materials to fabricators to installers, we have the largest showroom selection in the North State, plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time for your free consultation at designtime.store or call 241-8693. Voted best in the North State. Join us for the annual Strawberry Festival this weekend at West Valley High School. We're serving up pancake breakfast, arts and craft booths, displays of antique tractors, classic cars, hot rods, trucks, motorcycles, lots of free entertainment, and of course, our famous generous helpings of strawberry shortcake and ice cream. It's fun for all, and admission and parking are free. This Saturday and Sunday, West Valley High School on Happy Valley Road in Cottonwood.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
You have a choice when it comes to your cancer care, and I want you to know that at Valor Oncology, we are here to provide the best possible care right here in Reading. I'm Dr. Lauren Strickland, Valor's breast oncology surgeon, and I'm proud to serve this community that I call home. When you come to Valor Oncology, you'll see the same dedicated team at every visit, physicians who know your history and are committed to your care. We offer state-of-the-art technology that rivals major cancer centers, combined with the personalized care you deserve. We are not just a team of doctors. We are part of the fabric of this community, and we are here for you today and tomorrow. When it comes to your health, you deserve expert care, compassion, and stability. Ask your doctor to refer you to Valor Oncology because we're committed to you and we're committed to Reading.
Call 530-900-4000 or visit Valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted and ready, focused on you.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received the call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
You didn't hear that, did you? Okay, thanks. They know better. They wait till they look, you know, till I'm kind of looking at them. They just don't turn them on. Oh, no. No, I could be in a lot of trouble sometimes. Not for cursing, of course. I never curse. My mouth's closed. Welcome back to the show. 8:21 in the morning here on Free Fire Radio with Coral and Linda Bott. Here at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm here with Redding Rancheria and Maria Roscoe and Glenn Hayward, and we're talking the medical side of Redding Rancheria and the recovery program. So let's take it away.
Sure. Here. Well, you know, for the last 4 years, we've really been ramping up and building the systems in place for our recovery program. We have almost 35 people that work and help in our recovery department, from our behavioral health therapists to the recovery department itself. And so now we want to start saying, so we have the resources for you. How do we take these services to you? So now it's about expansion and bringing those outreach services to people where they're at. So mm-hmm. It makes it easier for them to access these types of services. And some of those are the harm reduction program that we're rolling out here in June, our Native Women's Talking Circle that we're going to start, as well as our food subsidy scarcity program.
Mm-hmm.
And all these are part of that outreach to get to where the people are when you have them captive and get them access to services.
Where you have them captive. Now, where would that be?
So captive could be anywhere. Anything that we're doing, our senior nutrition program, that's mm-hmm. a great time to be down there and talking about our services and offering those services. We have a two-week summer youth camp that we do for our children,
mm-hmm.
and so we're going to be incorporating a youth program in that. That way we have therapists down there. So they'll have a half-hour class every half day. And it'll be on social media, it'll be on peer-to-peer communication, it'll be on stress management. 30 minutes of just to listen to how these help these kids learn how to cope with today's society and start young and start dealing with these issues while they're young so we don't have these issues when they get older.
Well, you've got to catch them. It's like ACEs that we talk mm-hmm. about, adverse childhood experiences, and reading. The earlier you catch these kids, and so it's one to prevent ACEs, but for reading and starting them early. So if you catch them early.
Absolutely.
I mean, at least you give them the tools
mm-hmm.
to be able to fight back or to resist. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe tell their parents, tell somebody, a teacher.
Absolutely.
Hey, this is happening. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It just makes sense. The, the recovery program.
Yes.
Now we're talking about drug and alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any thoughts? Well, this is for the people in your medical system there.
Our recovery program is open to anybody in Shasta
okay.
County.
Right.
So we do have that service available. As we all know, that substance use disorder crosses all barriers,
all
financials, crosses the young to the older to the poor to the rich, mm-hmm. to the working to the non-working. Everybody has somebody in their family that struggled with this. So it's very near and dear to the tribe's heart. And Native Americans suffer predominantly higher rates of substance abuse than any other race in the country. So we definitely want this to be the most compassionate recovery program. And I think we've built that. People are treated with dignity and respect. There is no retribution there. There's no looking down on people. It's how can we help you?
So if, say I walk in mm-hmm. and I've got an abuse problem, mm-hmm. Alcohol abuse problem, what am I looking at if I walk into the program?
So what you walk in the program is you're going to meet with a medical doctor first, okay, after mm-hmm. you have a little case interview with a case manager. You're going to be set up on the point with our medical doctor, and they're going to talk about your substance. What is the substance that you're abusing? How much are you doing it? How often have you been doing it? How long have you been doing it? And then they coordinate a medical plan with you that will help you get off of that substance without withdrawing. And by the use of medication-assisted therapy, we can do that by eliminating those withdrawals and taking away the cravings. Then it makes you more successful mm-hmm. At being sober.
Does this include, but I have to come to you. Or I realize, you can reach out to a certain point.
Right.
So, I come in. Does this include any type of, like, housing or a place to get off the street if you need it?
Don't have housing.
We don't have that yet.
No, we don't have anything in housing as far as tackling that aspect. Right now, we're tackling just the abuse and the need for recovery. And that's where our harm reduction program that we're rolling out here in June, that's going to be at our recovery center. It's going to be every Friday. And this is where anybody can walk up and they can get fresh needles. I know this is controversial, and I know that this is either probably 50% of the population believe in it. The others say that we're promoting drug use. Clean women's feminine hygiene products, safe sex kits, fresh cooking supplies. These are harm reduction programs because what happens is there is people that are going to continue to use drugs no matter what we do. So let's reduce their risk of infection. Let's reduce their risk of spreading disease. And let's try and talk to them when we have them there captive to see if they want recovery. On average, it takes 7 times before somebody admits that they have a problem, they want to go to recovery. So when we have a system in place where they can come and get clean supplies and they can get hygiene kits, we can say, these are the services we have. How would you like to try it? Would you like to get in and do this program? No, not right. Okay, no problem. But maybe on that 7th time we ask them, we do.
Yeah.
If we save one person, we save one person that pays for them.
Well, it's kind of like taking people off the streets. If you can get 10% of the population, that's a huge win because that's 10% that aren't on the streets in next year. Another 10%.
And that's the goal.
It's just you've got to look at this like you all do for that long range goal because nothing's going to fix it in 1 year.
No, I think that's where the problem is that we think that we can fix everybody overnight, and it's not going to happen. So let's find those low-hanging fruits. Let's take care of them, and then we'll move on to the next section, and we'll just start chipping away at this over the next 10, 20 years. We'll get there, but we've got to stay consistent.
Yeah. You know, I people will help other people. You see it even on the streets. Mm-hmm. They're helping each other. And this is tough, though. The drugs and alcohol abuse is just tough. And if it may take, and they may start the program, which I'm sure you're very well aware of, they may start the program, be in it for a few weeks, and then fall off.
Absolutely.
But it's the kind of thing that it's always there and it's always consistent is what I'm getting from you.
Recovery is a lifelong process.
Yeah.
It's no different than having diabetes. It's a lifelong treatment that we're in for, and we shoot for 2 steps forward and 1 step back. You're always going to have remission, and we're always going to have people that fall off and want to get back in. The goal is to be there, be non-judgmental, and say, welcome back. We'll get you back on where you need to be. We'll help you on that path. We're just the navigator, really, and they're the mm-hmm. captain of the ship, and we try to get them to where they want to be.
And you say you can use medical procedures, probably things that take the craving away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's lots of medications out there mm-hmm. now that are being used, some really good ones that, one, keep you from withdrawing, so you have those withdrawal effects, which are miserable for anybody withdrawing off of any substance,
mm-hmm.
as well as it gets rid of the cravings. And so they don't even feel like they want to drink anymore. They don't have a craving to do that.
Wow.
So when you augment that with counseling to get to the root cause of why are we doing this, what is this coping measure? We all have coping measures. Some of them are healthy. Some are not healthy. Some are right in between and hover on that fence of, maybe it's too much. So it's really developing those healthy coping measures and getting to the root cause of why we are doing this to our body.
They're washing the windows. Yeah, I saw it too. Somebody's
attacking. Like
somebody's attacking our window again. No, that's Nick out there doing that. We're here with Radio Rancheria, Maria Roscoe, and Glenn Hayward, and we're talking about the recovery program that they're launching in June. And it's going to be, it's not going to be something that works overnight.
Right.
And this is for the long term. For getting people off substances, and trying to get them back into a viable lifestyle for them.
It's one of my two favorite programs we offer. One is the orthodontia program and the other is our recovery because you get instant results.
That's right.
When you get people off of their substance that they're addicted to, whether with it's Suboxone or, any other medication, and you see them reuniting with their family, it's within weeks. Mm. And then they're getting jobs, and they're getting reacclimated back in life. That's just instant gratification. I love that. And that's what our orthodontia program is, too. When you put braces on a 13-year-old with bad teeth, and their self-esteem just improves overnight. So those are my two favorite programs we offer, just because of the instant gratification you get from watching.
There's nothing wrong with that. Mm. All right, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. That's right. Established in 1960, been in the same location since 1967, right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's there, or Subway, if that's what you remember. I've never had a bad haircut, and I've been going there since 2007. That's right, when I got back and moved up here. And it's just a great place to get a haircut. It's not a hair salon. No. The only hair gel there is Butch Wax for your flat top. If you're still getting flat tops. I make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478. I think they may be on vacation this week, but I'm not sure. But that's the way I do it. And I set up a time that works for me and them and roll in there, get my hair cut, and take off again. It's man's last stronghold. I know that because it's right in on the window there next to the bullet hole. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating.
Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Thank you for joining us this morning. And, you know, a lot of you wake up with us in the morning.
Yeah,
we were in a yoga class one time, and that lady is across the room going, I know that voice. And I went, I was looking around, she goes, I wake up with him every morning.
Yeah.
And I went.
You know how long ago
But Linda was? Linda was next to me. And
you know,
I thought,
like, hee, 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 hee.
And,
but
no.
We had to get back into the downward dog. Phil is our new producer. Thank you, Phil. That way, did you get that one? That's not gonna, and of course, we're having our windows washed. I mean, you know, it's one of those things. We're getting
mixed
our car
there.
Washed while we're having a major conversation here. With Lainey Hayward and Maria Rosegold. By the way, congratulations, Maria, on 30 years.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We're 31 this year.
31. And you've got the red, you know, yeah, it was really
great. I'd like to say a little pre-happy birthday to the Miss Linda Bott.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Yes.
That's it.
And what did I want to do?
Okay. Do you really want to know what she wants to do? Okay. Part of it I can tell you about.
Just
she wants to go.
Simple.
She wants to go, first of all, the mustache, gone.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was great to grow for the rodeo,
so,
but, you know.
That's one. Then we are going to go out to the horse, and she's going to ride.
Yeah.
And we're
going to
go out in the hinterlands and ride.
Mm-hmm.
I'll run alongside her, because I only have one horse. And then go over to Four Winds Jewelry.
Yep.
And look for a turquoise ring.
Something.
And
if
something.
It's not there, that's okay. It's like it's just a kind of a fun thing to do.
And then we'll go out, and then we're going out to dinner. And guess where we're going to dinner?
Wind River.
Yep. We're going to have a salad and some champagne and then just want to play slots. Just have it be simple. That's really kind of what I want to do. All right, so let's get back. Thank you so much for saying happy birthday. I know it's just weird because it's been celebrating with your loved ones, and that includes your extended family, your friends, and it's the day you're born, but really for me, I always think of it as my personal new year, and I count my blessings, and I think about how blessed I am to have just really good people in my life. Since we've moved to Reading, there's been just,
yeah,
we've never
stayed anywhere in our lives, either one of
us,
longer than 3 years, and we're in here now like a tick and a fat puppy. You're not going to get us out. So, okay, we are with Maria Roscoe and Glenn Hayward. Maria runs all the media and outreach and all of this for Reading Rancheria. And Glenn, of course, heads up the medical side, all the clinics, all the programs, which have just grown exponentially over the last 10 years. I mean, starting from the first clinic, which is for Native Americans and the employees out there of mm-hmm. Reading Rancheria, into another clinic here in Reading. One or two?
We have three here in Reading.
Three in Reading.
Four in Reading, actually, and one out in Trinity.
And one in Trinity up in Weaverville, which is
beautiful.
A beautiful clinic. We're talking about the recovery programs that is going to be kicking off here in June. And part of it was the women's
our Native women's talking circle.
Share with us what that is.
So you have to think of this, that women are the pillars in our tribe and are the pillars in our community. They are the ones that hold everybody together at the end of the day. And far too often do you hear a woman say, yeah, I would have got to that for myself, but I was taking care of so-and-so. Women are selfish in the fact that they take care of other people before they even take care of themselves. So we really wanted to create a place for this group to meet in a safe spot where Native women can sit together, have dinner together, and talk about life struggles that they struggle together, because it's probably usually the same across the board. And this gives them an opportunity to say, hey, how are you taking care of your diabetes? How are you dealing with this? How are you dealing with stress? And then doing a cultural craft during that part to kind of really drive home the cultural significance of the importance of women in our tribe and amongst our Native people and ultimately really in the entire community. So that's where that is going. That's how we're outreaching that and trying to bring that group together to help them heal and help them realize it's not selfish to take care of yourself first.
So that's what the women talking circles are.
Yeah.
Healthy.
Healthy talking circle. Yep. It's actually right. Good. I mean, socialization, that is the key here. I mean, that's the new social isolation is the new smoking. People have to be together. They have to socialize. You have to be out there. Keep your brain moving, talking, thinking.
Well, you know, and I've been reading about this for several years now, is that our kids are becoming isolated, but also adults are becoming, they don't have a best friend. They have, or they're lonely.
They are. And, you know, you get up in your advanced wisdom years and life seems to take more from you than give for you, right?
Yeah. So,
but also part of this aspect of the Native women's group is to have social media classes. So we'll have people in there teach them how to use social media so they can stay connected with each other. They can stay connected with their family. They're not scared of FaceTime. They're not scared of Instagram. This is the way that they're going to have to be able to communicate. And so I think those are things that they can learn through those groups as well, too. To improve that social.
You know, and it's funny how Facebook has morphed into different things. Mm-hmm. But what I look at when I turn on Facebook is it says birthdays. And I go through their birthdays that I know of people like that, so I can wish them a happy birthday or
Absolutely.
Make a phone call. But then you discover, gosh, all these friends, I have no idea who they are, and it's their birthday today. Maybe they're not my friends. But yeah, but it is intimidating especially for older people, because like we use an app to buy tickets, Eventbrite. Well, you know, that works for 95% of the people, but there's 5% out there that's a computer thing, and so we reach out in different ways. But no, I think that's a great idea.
It's going to be a great event, and it's going to be every month. It's consistent. It'll be there for them to have some traditional food, traditional arts and crafts, but really just getting women together and talking to women in a safe spot.
Uh-huh. Well, and where things can be said and it stays there.
It can be.
Yeah. That's important. And, it's almost and be like able if you had a sewing
then,
circle.
I think
or
the thing with that is that some things that are bothering you, all of a sudden it comes out from somebody else that allows you
right.
to share yours. And it's like, gosh, I'm not the only one here.
Right. No, that's the goal. It's women building up other women and saying, you can do this, and this is how you should do this. This is what I've done.
And this is going on now?
This is rolls out in June as well.
This one rolls out in June. Are you going?
I am.
I think that's a great thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's important to share and uplift each other.
Type thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kind of that, like a group counseling thing, or
I think it's just support.
Yeah, support for
each
other.
Being able to talk to somebody, we don't really talk to a lot of people. You know, we're busy. You've got families, but to be able to go to someplace safe and hang out with, you know, people who are going through everything that you're going through, or maybe you're going to go through, and you can help them, and they can help you. I think that's amazing.
Yeah, being able to lean on somebody else that's going through the same thing. I mean, it's you see it everywhere. You can call it different names. They all have different names, but the whole thing comes down to it's kind of like I'm not alone out here.
Right. It's just grabbing those low hanging fruits. Let's deal with these problems, then we can move on to the next thing and just chip it away.
And it's part of mental health.
Absolutely.
I believe too. Mm-hmm. We've talked about that. Before we take a break. When we come back, I just want to say we're going to be talking about the food scarcity program. Another feather.
Another feather.
Wonderful. No, I mean, it's just an important deal. So, 8:43 in the morning here on KCNR.
And we'll be right back.
sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to the Billies, Anna Jay, Soul Punch, Ashley Black, and the Liquid Amber Band. Enjoy fun with the family with Redding Balloons and face painting by Squishy Doodle. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 18th annual Taste of Redding, Sunday, June 8th at the Sculpture Park at Redding City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofredding.org.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Gold Leaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
All right. Good morning and welcome back to this Tuesday edition here of Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Tomorrow.
It's been a great morning.
Tomorrow we're having the sheriff's office, but also Matt Plummer's coming in.
Oh, that'll be good.
And invited Matt in because of his commitment to help homeless veterans. And I saw this, brought this up at a meeting last Tuesday, I guess, and it got voted down. And I can't wait to find out why that got voted down. It's a plan. It's something that's worked in other cities. And then I'm reaching out to Kevin and Chris and Corky. What was wrong with this program? I'm gonna reach out and see. because it sounded like something had been thought and given into it. But anyway, Matt's going to be on tomorrow at 7, and then the sheriff's office on at 8. So, but we're here with Rainy Rancheria and Glenn Hayward and Maria Roscoe, and we're talking about the medical side of the rancheria with the numerous clinics, but all these programs you're getting ready to launch in June. The recovery programs, the women's talking
circle,
and now we're talking food scarcity.
So it's part of that outreach, right? We start looking at what can we do to improve a person's overall health. We've got your mental health covered. We've got some recovery. We've got counseling. So now, you know, first we should say that, listen, every penny that we generate in our health system has to be reinvested back in our health system. So health systems have to start saying, okay, where are we taking, what do we fund next? How can we help our people be healthier? And so we are realizing that we have a large portion of our patients who can't even afford food, let alone healthy food, and not even get the normal nutritional intake that they should be having. So we're starting a food scarcity program where these patients can come into our services, and they are met with our community health department, and then we evaluate them and see what they need. They meet with a dietitian, and then we start buying the food for them. We give them a gift card that they can go and buy select foods. We partner with local grocery stores to allow them to get certain types of food, and this is for every month. So we're starting to improve that nutritional intake for them, that spoke in the wheel of getting them healthy. As this continues to grow, we are planning to partner with certain farms to get grass-fed beef, to get organic chickens, to get organic eggs, so we can have this stuff and we can start giving it out to our patients.
So when you're talking about that, say you, I'm raising organic beef out there, grass-fed, and you're saying, hey, Carl, we'd like to partner up with you. How much beef can you provide us?
Right.
Kind of thing.
Can we buy 4 cows and have them butchered and we can give this meat out to our patients? Can we buy 200 chickens, organic chickens, so we can give these out? So, you know, we buy the local stuff that's organic, that's grass-fed. Food and nutrition is health.
Yeah.
And that's what we do. Exercise and nutrition is the way it is. So these are things that it's expensive to eat healthy. So how do we augment that for our patients?
It's much easier to eat a fast food. And or now I would imagine that when you hand out your food cards, they're probably restricted.
They are,
in the sense that there's no alcohol, there's
no alcohol, no tobacco, no ice cream, any of those things. Leafy green vegetables, lean meats, those are the types of things that they can purchase for us.
Okay.
And the goal here is though, but we start by doing a demonstration kitchen of, we're cooking a meal tonight. Here's what we bought. Okay. Here's the recipe. Now we're going to cook it in front of you and you're going to see how to do this. And then now we're giving you the recipe so you can go buy the stuff and you can cook this. So let's start augmenting some of those healthy meals into your diet. It's just baby steps, right? You couldn't afford to buy everybody's food for the entire month, but you can supplement them and help them out so they can get, you know, 6, 8, 10 good healthy meals a month.
Are you seeing down the line here when this is a huge success and coming in is that, and there's little people driving around their little electric cars to people's houses and bringing it to them, that kind of stuff?
That's where our goal is. I would love for at some point to grow our senior nutrition program so that we are delivering these foods 7 days a week. We have food for them to come in for that social aspect, but also that we can deliver those foods. But our health village is built around that concept of going out to the garden with a prescription for certain leafy green vegetables, certain fruits from our orchard, and then certain meats that we have partnered with ranches here in town that was going to raise meats for us.
So the health village, broken ground on that.
Oh, absolutely. They are moving dirt. Axner is out there. They are doing good. If anybody can move dirt, it's Axner excavating.
I tell you what, don't turn your back on them. There's going to be something built behind you.
That's
right, Axner.
We had to bring in about 16,000 yards of dirt to bring it up to level, and they are just rocking it out there.
You know how I feel about dirt.
I know. You love dirt.
I love dirt. I do. I just love dirt.
We'll be pouring concrete in June.
I'll be out there measuring the temperature and the consistency of that dirt out there.
Like
so
it.
Watch out, Ashton. All of these programs, I am so happy and proud that we've got an organization, a group of people that are reaching out. And this is everybody in their health network, which is thousands of people. They're not all Native Americans.
No.
I would say the majority is not Native American.
Close to 14,000 are non-Indians.
Yeah. So when to doing this, that are in your health network, to increase the health, just eating correctly, not these throwaway calories, but things that will keep them from being hungry. And then with at the same time having a recovery program, and then the women's talking
right.
circles, and I go, well, what's next? Because
top secret.
Your Glenn's, I can always see there's something behind Glenn's.
Wait for next month.
Wait till we get this one off the ground and then guess what? Yeah.
We always have phase two and phase three that we're thinking about.
You have six generations you think about.
We are. And we're greatly supported by the tribe, and that's their vision. And so this is really the tribe saying enough is enough. This is a revolutionary care, and this is the way every health system should be operating to take care of their people. You can afford to do it. You just have to be willing to do it. And you got to stop looking at quarterly profits and start thinking, how are you going to make our community healthy 20 years from now? Not how much money you're going to make
and
in
again,
6 months.
It's the long term. We've got to look at it long term.
It's going to be here forever.
Unfortunately, in our country, we make some severe changes every 4 years.
Yeah.
And, but it would be nice if there was just a program that said, hey, in 40 years, this is where we want to be. Now, I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican or how you get there, but we should be here.
Right.
Instead of, just
one of the things
changes.
That you talked about when we sat down today was about your genetic testing. And I have talked about this for a long time that, two aspirin will, go to bed. Does not work for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So you are doing genetic testing at this point.
Right. We realized, and, it was really spearheaded by our chief of medicine, Dr. Paul Davis. He's a strong advocate for women's health and hormone replacement therapy. And women's health is now finally starting to get the traction it hasn't had in the last 75 years in healthcare. It's been dominated by men's healthcare. And so now we do genetic swabs, DNA swabs, and we can see what hormones you really need that are bioidentical to you.
Mm-hmm.
It is not just a dose of estrogen. It's how is this made for you and how is this going to work for you and how fast do you metabolize certain medications versus not metabolizing. You could be taking medicine that your body just doesn't metabolize. So it's taking that next step, that more state-of-the-art approach of saying it's individual care and how do we make you be the best that you can be.
That's fascinating to me, and that makes complete sense that you would show your physician or your team of medical experts, this is what I'm taking. All right, let's do a genetic. Okay, that one's not working. It's just accumulating in your liver.
Right.
Or that one isn't working. That's giving you more high blood pressure, whatever that is.
It's very common with the, depression medications, the antipsychotic medications, those types of medications that people are just randomly prescribed, and they wonder why they're not getting better. Well, when you do a DNA test, you find out your body doesn't even metabolize that. You've been taking a medication that's not even helping you. So we need to go to the next level and say, how do we individualize this and say, this is going to work for you genetically. This is going to work for Maria differently because she's Native American. This is going to work for Carl differently because he's a male. That's how you need to deliver healthcare. It's got to be specialized and individualized, and you got to take the time to do that. You
it's not
spend
cookie cutter.
5 minutes.
It's
no.
not cookie cutter. Nope.
Not everything's an algorithm, and not everybody that with chest pain at 30 needs an EKG. So it's how the doctors are trained, your gut instincts, and practice medicine the way you are trained to practice medicine, not lawsuit medicine.
And my friends, you are your own doctor. And I hate to say that, but I don't hate to say that. You know your body better than anybody. And so you should be able to have that type of relationship with a doctor that you can talk about this kind of thing.
Absolutely. It's got to be reciprocal.
You were talking about, and we've run out of time, but women's sexuality, mm-hmm. sexual health. They've got to be able to talk to their doctors about this, and doctors are going to be able to prescribe different things.
They should. Women's sexual dysfunction is just as bad as men's sexual dysfunction. But we only talk about men.
That's yeah.
Well,
in a male-dominated, how medicine started.
Absolutely.
So, okay. Well, thank
you
so much.
Thank
you.
We
for
are
being
enlightened
here
once again.
Thank you for having us. It's always fun.
Yeah.
Hey, by the
way,
on the 22nd, down at the airport, they're having a soiree down there because it's the inaugural flight from Redding to Denver.
Oh.
And it starts at noon, and they're going to be one flight a day going out and coming in. So it'll be interesting to see how many people are on that flight and who's going there. This is a big step forward, too, and we'll see how it works. So anyway, last thoughts, Maria?
Happy birthday, Linda.
Thank you.
It was a great event Wednesday.
This was, yeah.
And you were a big part of that.
Wednesday, so Native American night, and Chicks and Chaps Friday. With just, gosh, you know, all of it was great.
And Glenn, community doesn't understand where Glenn Hayward is. We do because we know you. And we're lucky enough to have you on the show about how far out in front the rancheria is for our local population, not just Native American. Mm-hmm. It's our community.
Yeah, I'm fortunate. I have a great team that does all the hard work. They just make me look good.
They're doing a great job.
They are.
Okay, tomorrow, like we said, Sheriff, and I'm saying I'm pretty sure it's going to be Matt Plummer's on, and because I had him on before, and I wanted to hear more about this. And when I heard that get voted down, I really need to. I'm going to reach out, and I know Kevin listens, and so I want to talk to Kevin and Chris and Corky about what their plan is for this, and in case the coverage wasn't absolutely correct. Everybody have a great day. It's going to be beautiful out there, and God bless America.
Back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep
the news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.